based on your analysis, pain points, buying motivations of your market, no? I believe one important thing also is to develop a unique value proposition. No?
Yes.
So especially against your competitors, create like a clear statement what sets you apart from your competition, and that speaks directly to the pain points of your customers, diba?
DX, your life and business, helping you in digital transformation.
All right, so in this new episode of our Digital Transformation Academy podcast, we're going to discuss framework for developing new business for sales success. We're going to dive into like critical components of any salesperson's job, which is developing new business and a practical framework for sales. So this is going to be a long one, but we're going to divide it into several part episodes. But let's start by understanding your audience and selecting target markets. So whether you're reaching out to potential clients, leveraging your existing relationships, acquiring new business is the lifeblood of a successful sales career. That with so many approaches and tactics to choose from, it can be difficult to know where to start. So Paul and I are here to share our framework for developing new business. So let's take your sales game to the next level on this episode of Framework for Sales Success. So, hi, Sir Paul. Kamusta? How are you?
Okay. I'm good. Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for having me again here.
Sure. So, this is going to be a series of episodes about sales and future topics about business in general. Kamustang, have you heard of the recent sad news as a Turkey?
Yes, I saw the news. It's between the border of Turkey and Syria. So that's closer to Syria area, and about 2,500 lost their lives today.
Grabe, no? So, diyan ba sa New Zealand nang madalas mag-earthquake or not really?
There are earthquake signs as well, especially it's a volcanic area. This is a region which is part of the volcanic the Ring of Fire, the volcanic belt. So kasama yung Philippines doon. Yes, we do receive some earthquakes, pero hindi siya major. Ang worrisome is that what if may mga volcanoes which are still active?
Grabe. Oh. But anyway,
kamusta ka?
Yeah. I'm good. I just finished my early workout.
Nice.
Kasi nung nag-pandemic, nag-build na rin ako ng my own home gym dito sa bahay. But later, after this, I'm going to drive to Manila for my normal work.
Yun ang mas mahirap na workout. Mahabang biyahe yun.
Correct. Actually, maigsi lang dapat Traffic lang talaga ang challenge, as you know.
Of course.
Alright, so probably let's dive into the main topic. No, so, sir, for new salespeople out there, how would they, what's the framework or some techniques to understand their audience, no, and how to select their target markets? Let's see, what's your take on it?
Well, basically, coming from the last meeting that we had, the discussion, it's being organized. So when you say you're organized, you have to be able to understand who your target market is by doing a market research.
Right.
Finding out in the industry, sino ba talaga ang may propensity to buy my product or service. So that's really important, market research. And then once you've identified the industry, identify now the target customers, the real customers, the names in it, like the business names. Right. After getting the business names, research about what they do, what their needs are. Then research naman who are the people involved in that organization, the current ones. Like if they're public, then probably you can find out who the president, the vice president. And then if you can find out a few things as well in terms of the departments and their structure, to get their names, the names of the people that you need to talk to, then that's the time that you have to talk to them by calling them. And, you know, probably asking about who they are, a little bit of probing and introducing yourself. But basically, that's one part of making sure that you have a good market strategy in place.
Right. I think you're right, no. So sa isang market, no, like in our case, we are offering software products or business automation products for B2B, no. So it's a big market, no. There are, you know, the giant players, there are the like for SMEs, and then there are for micro businesses, no. So bawat isang segment niyan, they have their own pain points, they have their own personality, if you may call it that way. They have industry trends, no. So you're right, no. So you have to segment it, and then once you segment it, like for example, who are the largest, then sino yung growable, tapos sino naman yung most at risk, no. So from there you choose saan mo gustong pumasok, di ba? When I was starting, of course you dream of you have want to compete to the big players, di ba? Medyo naive pa ako noon eh. Yeah. So but eventually I realized na, you know, in this past recent years, I decided to offer my services to micro businesses instead. So that's why I came up with digital courses, yung mga for targeted for micro businesses, no? Kasi I have learned a lot of their pain points. I think there's no right or wrong decision kung sino yung tatargetin mo. It's more of your motivation on sino talaga yung sino yung you're passionately want to target, something like that, no?
Correct. When I started Innovate, it is an idea that because it's there's a new industry, no? The call center industry, the BPO industry. Nasa early stage pa lang yun nung pumasok kami. Sabi ko nga sa wife ko, I was taking her to work, and then she was taken by the call center industry. So parang sabi ko, but bilis ng growth ng industry nito. So by that then, I already was doing my market research by being inquisitive. Ano bang meron dito? Ano nandyan? Oh, bakit ka kinuha? Tapos binigyan ka naman ng sweldo. Is this a promising industry? So right. From then on, nag-iisip na ako ng ano yung opportunities. Being an entrepreneur in my blood, alam ko na may opportunity doon. So I asked her what to do. Nag-start kami just selling food. No, I brought in, we cook food and then we brought it in into the industry.
Oh, really?
So okay. Yun, may produkto na kagad, di ba? Na pwede mo ibigay. Kaya lang, nakakatawa dun, the story there is, because it's a night shift, our salesperson inside always get caught sleeping while selling. So hindi niya kaya yung timing. So we decided, of course, there's something more in it, which is English communications training. And that's when the company started and then moved to marketing to the business, to the industry. So that's correct. You segment the market, find out where you are strong enough or there's a propensity to get in. As in yung entry point that you can get into, and then understand and see if you have the niche on that market.
Right. So aside from yun nga, the passion to serve yung target market mo, probably you also have to like analyze who's the competition with that market, di ba? What are the like tactics to, you know, enter into that market? So I think one of the best sources then is your current customer base, diba? So with your current customers, if you can like interview them and ask for their pain points, then you can already like pinpoint the segmentation of different customers, right? They have different pain points. They have different motivation to buy a certain product. You know? But aside from existing customers, what do you think are other practical sources, you know, to figure out the audience and the market segmentation?
Or if you want to be technical about it, there are many ways talaga, especially the an organized company would prepare. On the market research and segmentation techniques, you do surveys, you conduct surveys, and the one that you mentioned earlier was a survey. a form of survey. You ask your customers what they think, what their feedback are, and where do they buy? Is it 100% from you, 50% from you, to 30% from you? And where is this other 50% or 70%? So malalaman mo na kung sino yung mga companies na binibilhan niya. Another one is focus groups. I've been involved in a lot of focus groups before when I was working with one major oil company. And I've been around from Manila, Cebu. I even flew to China, to Hong Kong to do focus groups for the products that we're selling in an Asia market. Another one is, I think you mentioned this earlier, demographic data analysis. Mm-hmm. Sino ang bumibili? Babae, lalaki, tatanda, bata, gaano kadalas nila binibili. So all of these analytics will be very, very, very strong in terms of understanding your target customer. But there's one more thing, especially now in the social media. It's what you call the psychographic profiling.
Right.
Psychographic profiling, understanding their behavior, their wants, needs, and seeing and analyzing if these things are their behavior. So what's the pain points, no? What are the pain points and what ticks them to buy?
Right.
And once you understand all of these things, messaging na lang lahat yun.
Exactly. Yeah, and you mentioned online on social media. There are a lot of Facebook groups, you know, of different market. Ano? So for example, I see Leslie, you know, she is a member of Facebook groups about her home improvements. No? So from there, if you're selling furnitures, if you're selling interior products for your house, di ba? You can see a lot of mga demand for certain products. Ano ba yung hinahanap nila specifically? What are the price range na tina-target nila or something like that, di ba? So practically speaking, if you know, joining these groups can be very helpful as well. And also, yung traditional, yung mga trade shows and conferences.
You know, oh, yes.
Yeah, if you have the time and budget to join those, I believe you can also get a lot of information there, no?
Actually, kahit hindi nga mag-join eh, mag-attend ka lang. Ako, ginagawa ko dati yan.
Right.
Para lang makapag-competitive analysis or try to understand who are my competitors are, I go to the trade shows and then watch what they sell, what they do, what their weaknesses and strengths as well, and see if I can find something that I can imitate to make myself stronger as well.
Yeah, you can also refer to your competitors, di ba? And ano yung ginagawa nila, what do they do? Like in our case, the giants are the SAPs, the Oracle, and then we have for SMEs, we have the Zero Accounting, QuickBooks, di ba? So,
correct.
You know, you just have to choose sangka, you know, what market you'd like to enter into, di ba? And how much market share you are targeting to get from those markets.
That's right. I think you will delve on that later on in terms of creating a strategy, you know, yung target market. Ano ba talaga yung enough for you to be able to, which is meeting your capabilities until you strengthen it later on if the demand still grows.
Right. I think one important question here is that as a salesperson or a newbie, you know, how important it is to do these things before you start selling. Kasi a lot of people that I know, in my experience, talagang they don't do this kind of effort. Eh. So what are the advantages if they do this? And what are the, you know, the cons or disadvantages if they just go straight into selling without any analysis or strategy?
Siguro the best way to understand that is to compare two different salesperson or a business person. One is yung isa nagtrabaho, for example, sa isang company bago nagtayo ng sarili niyang business. And then another one, magaling siyang magluto, dati siyang let's say sa bahay lang na housewife, right. But she has the knack of making good food for the family and for the friends, and then she suddenly decided I'll go to come up with my new pastry business. So the one who had experience somehow had learned from the corporation that there is a department, marketing, sales, accounting, HR, and everything. And that person, she put that in mind to find out, so if these departments are scaled down to my size, just me, what will I do? Yeah. I have to have all these insights. And being inquisitive, being able to prepare yourself well, then you'd be able to start running your own business by making sure that these departments are this. Analyzing it. Maging inquisitive ka. Alamin mo kung ano yung customer mo, saan siya bumibili. Kasi yun ang ginagawa niya nung nagtatrabaho ka pa. Yung iba-ibang departments. Pero ito si housewife started a pastry business. She wanted to go straight. I have the best pastry, sabi ng mga kaibigan ko, kapatid ko, tsaka mami ko.
Right.
Not realizing, of course, there are very good pastry products as well out there. So she might fail in terms of diving in by buying all the pans, the kitchen stuff, all the the supplies, because baka masira na yung supplies niya, hindi pa nabibenta lahat ng kanyang ginawa. Or something like that. Nag-rent na siya ng shop, hindi niya alam na hindi yun pinakamagandang location for the customers. So those are the things, eh, di ba? Location, exactly. People, those are the things that you have to understand. And of course, understanding the customer journey. If you have that, you know where they're coming from and how it will end for you.
Yeah, it's like getting into a war or a battle without, you know, understanding or knowing your kalaban, di ba? So, walang strategy. Shotgun approach, no? There's a lot of profit leaks and inefficiencies if you don't do these things, no? Prior to the actual act of selling and, you know, prospecting. No?
Saka hindi ka pwedeng maging arrogant na alam mo na lahat agad.
Exactly.
Mas maganda nga, kumuha ka ng mentor, di ba? Right. Someone who you can ask questions from, or you know, like you, for example, who's sharing ideas to people.
Right.
This is the best time for you to listen first, absorb, and understand. And right. That, you know, reduces the risk. It doesn't mean that there will be no risk. There will be risks, but it reduces the risk.
Exactly. Yeah. So, once you have done, you know, the research, analysis, and whatnot, and you have chosen one specific market or target market. So what do you think is the best strategy or, you know, in sales to, you know, achieve that dream customers or dream target? You know?
Okay. We will be technical a little bit more on this. And the differentiation strategies that you have, and this is very common, and you've been doing this, and I've been doing this in my business as well. The basic thing that we do is the SWOT analysis.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? Strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats.
Correct.
Very strong, very easy to understand. Strength, ano bang alam mo, ano kaya mo? With your two hands, with your kitchen, what are the things that you can cook from that? And my knowledge of the recipes, your strength. Your weaknesses, if I will scale this up to 100 people serving, will my two hands in my kitchen be enough, right? I might need another person to cook with me and probably buy some of the supplies already prepared and then just cook the rest of it so that I can serve the 100. You know, those things, right? And then opportunities, where are they? Who are these people who are? I've been going around social media and I've seen so many things in my in the threads, and there are still many people who are needing my pastries. So what if I reach out to them? These are my opportunities. And my threats, of course, your competitors. And right. the lack of, let's say, capital to scale up to a bigger size, that's also a threat. So that's one good thing. But, of course, you cannot just start with that. You have to have a baseline, and that's called benchmarking. So if you benchmark yourself from the rest of the suppliers, or the providers, or the same business as you are, then you have the right identity para alam mo na kung saan ka papasok later on. Yeah, and there are so many other things like selling points, competitive positioning, saan area ka sa industry papasok.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, those are good insights, no? Just to add So again, based on your analysis, pain points, buying motivations of your market, no? I believe one important thing also is to develop a unique value proposition. No?
Yes.
So especially against your competitors, create like a clear statement what sets you apart from your competition, and that speaks directly to the pain points of your customers, diba? So like in our case, over the years, one of the our unique value proposition, not really unique, no, but compared to imported ones, is we are able to tailor fit or customize our application. That's one.
Easily and affordably. Yeah. Hindi kagaya ng SAP or something, it would be difficult for you to customize affordably.
Yes, something like that. Yeah. And then another one, aside from the UVP, is you also can choose what channels you want to reach, no? Like for example, gusto mo bang mag door to door, di ba? So as a salesperson, kasi kung yung dream customers mo, dun sila nagiging mas engaged, then do it, di ba? Cold calling, of course, I still. How about you? Do you believe in cold calling these days?
Honestly, nagulat ako pagdating ko dito sa New Zealand, ang cold calling at saka door-to-door was still being done. And it's really a strong way because the Kiwis, these New Zealanders, they're very welcoming. So pag may kumatok, bubuksan talaga nila tapos kakausapin nila. Minsan nga pintos bukas, hindi nakalock eh. Bubuksan mo tapos kakausapin nila. So ganun yan. It depends on your in the area.
Exactly.
There are products that can do cold call and door knocking as well. Especially if it's a specific to the house product like cable connection and you're introducing a new brand, then you can do door knocking. Cold calling, like just ring a phone and see if that person responds. Right now, there's still cold calling aspects in the social media, like biglang papadalhan ka na lang ng text, but that's a form of cold calling, right, but in a technological way, right? So that's one good thing. And going back to the unique selling proposition kanina, sinasabi mo, hindi kailangan sobrang unique na unique yung change. Kasi mahirap talaga sa dami ng products na dumaan na. You can't be too unique. But for example, as simple as pandesal, for the longest time, there was pandesal. And right, everyone was selling pandesal. So lahat is just trying to compete against the price of pandesal. I think, how much is pandesal again? 5 pesos? Per piece? 2 pesos?
Honest, I don't know, but probably around that.
Depende sa size.
Depende sa size.
Depende sa size. Yeah. And then came about, I was so surprised, maybe about 6-7 years ago, the malunggay pandesal. Sabi nila may health benefits. Tada! Magic word! Diba? May bago akong produkto.
Right.
Very unique. In our end naman sa amin, our company, Innovate, from the name itself, I already stated that the company is innovative of the name Innovate. So every time you need us, you expect that we will be innovating for your need. And we will not limit to just one on-the-box, one-box product. Correct. It will be customized. It will be new technology, and it will always be within the trend.
Yeah, because sometimes in your business you have so many features, diba, and whatnot. Ano? So amongst those features, siguro major related din to sa branding, no? Like you said, the keyword is innovate. So yun yung brand that you'd like to emphasize and stimulate, diba? Yung feature na yun, ano? Some messaging kasi ng ibang companies or salespeople are, saying all these features, di ba? So parang nawawala na yung uniqueness of your organization or your product. Eh. So, but if you emphasize in one certain aspect, one feature, and you be creative in messaging with that particular feature, then I think that will, very... That's a valuable approach in selling, diba?
So knowing your customer will give you the idea what are the most, hindi naman lahat kasi ng customer pare-pareho na kailangan, diba?
Right.
Pero once na determine yung majority of your customer needs this, And that's one of not just the only benefit of your product or feature of your product. You focus on that benefit, and then yun na yung message mo. So you'll be able to target that majority of your customer segmentation list. And once you've done that, yun nga, sabi mo, it's just messaging. So it's really important knowing the customer first, and then delve into the and zero into that specific feature and benefit.
Right. And then, of course, there's no, you know, after that, once you have defined your strategy, you have to do a sales plan naman, diba? So you have to really outline specific steps to reach your dream customers, including time management mo, you know, yung budget, and the timeline of your strategy. I think we discussed this last episode about 101, diba? So how would you get 100 prospects and make it them warm leads, make 10 of them warm leads and then close one, diba? So yun, so you have to really outline it. Kung pwede, ilatag mo sa task management tool or Google Calendar on how to, you know, to do it. Ano. Then of course, you have to also measure your performance. So
yeah,
there's a lot of sales automation tools that you know that automates this kind of metrics and reports, diba? Later on in our future episodes, we'll be discussing, like I said, sales automation, CRM, and features on how to measure your results. Yeah. Is there anything to add?
I think on the value proposition, unique selling points as well. You have to highlight a few things as well in terms of beneficial to your customers. Sometimes it's about cost savings. So if you take our product, you'd save more because this feature will give you more, like saving more electricity or saving more time. Mm. Those are the things that are valuable to the customers very much. No, right. Their motivations. Babalikan natin yung word na pain point, kasi yun yung talaga yung. For those who do not understand exactly what this term means, it means that's where the people are ticked to buy a product because it solves the pain of their the task that they have. For example, cooking using gas stove, tapos laging madumi yung gas stove, mas maganda ko electric. Right. So natanggal yung pain point, nabawasan yung oras para maglinis, di ba?
Right.
So yun yung mga bagay na very clear to the customers and it resonates immediately.
Right, exactly. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. We hope you found our discussion on building and understanding your target dream customers. I hope you find this informative and helpful. So remember, building a sales strategy requires a deep understanding of your target customers, identifying their needs, researching the market like we discussed, and developing a unique value proposition. So in our next episode, we'll dive deeper into the world of sales and discuss sales weapons this time and more on how to improve your storytelling. So stay tuned and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Until next time, Sir Paul.
Yes, I encourage you to keep on following our topic at the moment. It's very enriching, especially for those who are running or starting to run their business or still running their business, or thinking about getting into business and wanting to strengthen your sales strategies and sales capabilities. Me and Dennis will be here to help you, and we're very happy that you're here and watching us.
All right, DX Your Life and Business. Have a great day.
Yep.